What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Dropping Dimes, your 2 cents of basketball. It's great to be back. My name, as you know, is Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And with me is the man who just celebrated 31 trips around the sun. Raf, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Feeling a bit old, but other than that...
Older than usual.
Great. Huh?
Older than usual.
Older than usual, yeah, that's for sure. 31, it's a long time, and yeah. I feel a headache, back pain, and it's all recent. So it's just a matter of turning 31, and then you start feeling
it's old. All downhill from yes. here. And also joining us for the first time ever, the new member of the Dropping Dimes family, Evans. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Happy to be on here, and yeah, let's talk ball.
Awesome. For those of you that don't know Evans, he just joined the team. We met, what was it, like almost a year ago.
Last March.
Last March, we met at the Vancouver Flea Market.
Yeah.
You decided to sort of...
Just have a little like basketball project, sort of celebrating March Madness and sort of joining the conversation of bringing back the Grizzlies.
So I saw your post on Instagram and I was like, cool, someone's basically selling a bunch of cool art and books and memorabilia. And Rafael, we went, right?
Yeah.
I got a sweet Grizzlies t-shirt and a Grizzlies media guide from
you.
Yeah,
you picked up a program.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I later on found out that that's pretty rare. Like, I haven't seen one.
Yeah, I don't remember purchasing anything because I'm a bit cheap, right?
So. You are.
But
you are.
You had a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah. Thank you. That was funny that you bring up the media guide because I'm pretty sure I actually found that media guide at that flea market.
Oh, really?
So it's funny to actually...
Full circle.
Yeah. Recycling of a basketball memorabilia, I guess.
There we go. So yeah, Evans is going to be now joining us for every episode. And whenever Rafael is away, we at least have now two people to still keep on the show going. We'll try to keep you on Skype. I don't know. I don't really care. It's fine.
What?
I mean, we're definitely going to keep you. We're going to have conversations over Skype.
We need to talk about that. Yeah, we need to discuss
that. That's offline. That's offline.
Yeah. I thought it was a big three, right?
Yeah, now we're the big three of the podcast world. Take that.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Ringer, we're coming after you.
Yeah.
So, Evans, for everyone at home that doesn't know you, on the first episode, Rafael and I did our top 3 to 5 players that had influenced our lives and the way that we play to give everyone an idea of who we grew up watching. And I know I didn't prepare you for this, but it's your turn to give us your top 3 to 5 players ever.
Ever. So it's different from the first question then.
What was the first question?
Like top 3 that's influenced you or is it top?
No, I'm going to, let's keep it like that. Top 3 players that have influenced you. Yeah.
Top 3, I'd start off with Eddie Jones. Grew up, fell in love with basketball in the mid 90s and he was kind of like a budding superstar until Kobe came. So he was big. I was skinny as well, so... Skinny Bone Jones was his nickname, and
yeah.
I sort of adapted that.
Oh, that explains everything.
I watched him play live. I watched him in Miami.
We need an episode for that.
He played for Miami, right?
Yeah.
And for the Hornets.
For the Lakers.
And for the Lakers, yeah. So I watched him play
Grizzlies.
In Miami.
And the Grizzlies, yeah. Mm.
So when I watched him in Miami, he was playing with Brian Grant.
Yeah.
And I think Shaq. I think Shaq was
Shaq.
Still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the...
Maybe Dwayne Wade?
I don't think Dwayne
Wade
was there.
Yeah.
But he was one of the like stars of that team.
Yeah. He had his,
I didn't know that his nickname was Skinny Bones.
Skinny Bone Jones, yeah.
Ah.
It was a rare one, I think. Yeah.
But that explains a lot now.
Yeah.
So on our Slack channel, that's a username. I'm like, okay.
That's been my username since the ICQ days. Or,
ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
I had to bring that up. But another player would be Damon Stoudamire.
It's good to know
Mighty Mouse.
ICQ, though. It's good that you mentioned that because now I don't feel as old as I felt 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, no, you're definitely not old if we're going to go by age.
So we got
Eddie Jones and Damon Stoudamire. Damon Stoudamire was
Mighty
kind of a name I adopted because someone gave me that name in, I think, maybe in grade 6 when we were playing basketball because I was usually the smallest guy on the court. So that came about because, I guess Mighty Mouse was, smaller, speedy. Type of player and was popular at the time, so he'd be second, and then Steve Nash.
Of course,
that's
a
given, right? So don't need to talk about too much about that.
No, No need for introductions for Steve Nash.
Exactly. So yeah, top three I'd say.
Eddie Jones, Mighty Mouse, and Steve Nash. It's pretty solid.
Steve Nash is Canadian. He's from BC. It makes sense.
Total sense. Yeah.
But Damon Stoudamire, I don't remember. What were my three picks for the three players that influenced
me? You said Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller.
Rasheed Wallace.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Controversial
players. I like that.
Because Damon Stoudamire is definitely a name that would make my like top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah, because
I don't know if you mentioned him.
He's a Trailblazers legend.
But now it's too late.
Jailblazers legend.
The Jailblazers.
Yeah.
Too late.
Anyway, Bonzi Wells.
No back season. No.
Yeah.
I think you chose Bonzi Wells.
But he's a great player, Damon Stoudamire.
Rookie of the year, you know, put the Raptors on the map somewhat before Vince Carter did. So dropped like what 50 on Jordan, maybe? No, maybe
I don't know. I don't remember much from the Mighty Mouse Raptors, to be honest. Like for me, it's until T-Mac and Vince Carter were there. Like, before that, I don't know.
They had Damon Stoudamire and Doug Christie.
Yes, Doug Christie.
I don't like Doug Christie. We'll get to that one day, but. Well, Evan's going to stick around, obviously, for the rest of the project, however long that is. Very long, I suppose. So we'll get to meet you a lot more.
Yeah.
But today, we have a great episode. It's still the new year. It's at least our first episode of the new year. And we're not too late to do some resolutions, right? Yeah. So we're going to talk about what we think would be the resolutions for all 30 teams, right? We each pick 10 teams. At sort of random, and we came up with our resolutions for each teams, and we're gonna take you guys through them. So, who wants to start?
You should start.
I'll start.
Okay.
I'll start off with not the Lakers. Let's wait a little bit.
You're gonna save that for the end.
Not until the end. It's somewhere in the middle. I'm gonna choose the Raptors. Actually.
Nice.
Oh wow!
That's better than the last Raptors sound that you did.
That kind of works.
We're investing a lot of money in this project now.
It's 2019, man. Yeah. It's 2019.
We need those donations coming in right now.
we're gonna set up a Kickstarter for better audio effects because that Raptor sounds like a chainsaw.
It kind of works because it sounds like Vince Carter's.
Yeah, revving up the engine, right? So my resolution for the Raptors is they have to win the East at the very least. I mean, there's no way around it. They're one of the best teams in the NBA. So anything short than getting to the finals, it's a failure. So there's no excuse. They have a great team. They have a very deep team. I mean, the other night, Pascal Siakam won a game for them. They got Danny Green. They got Kawhi.
Yeah.
They got Kyle Lowry. Valanciunas should be back soon. Right. So there's no excuse.
Yeah.
Period. Win the East. Get to the finals. Depends who's coming out of the West. Maybe win the championship.
Yeah.
If it's the Warriors, then just, you know, be proud that the Raptors won the East. That's all.
Hmm. Okay, I'll go next. The Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
The number one priority, the number one resolution is to get their fans to apologize to Vlade Divac.
Oh my, that's your resolution?
They must apologize to Vlade Divac.
Okay.
He clearly knew what he was doing when he traded
Boogie Cousins. He had no idea. No. Okay.
He clearly knew what he was doing. Boogie Cousins was a nightmare to have on that team. He's a cancer in the locker room.
Oh.
And they're doing much better without him. They're overachieving. They surpassed all the expectations for this season. And they have what some people are calling the backcourt of the future with Buddy Hield and Fox. So they need to make sure as well that they keep that backcourt together.
Okay. So apologize to Vlade Divac.
That's number one priority. Apologize to Vlade
Divac. That's the resolution for the Kings.
The fan base needs to apologize to Vlade Divac.
All right.
Before they can move on. He deserves an apology.
Okay. Let's roll with that.
And also they made fun of his accent.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Because he said he was misunderstood when he mentioned that he had a better offer for Boogie Cousins than the day before.
Yeah.
He traded him. And he said it was a misunderstanding. And then people started making fun of his accent. So
they should apologize for that.
And he's a Kings legend. He was a great player for the Kings.
Fair enough. All right.
Okay.
I'll give you that. All right.
Cool.
Who's next?
I'll do the Celtics.
Ew.
For the Celtics, I think they need to make a trade because there's too many egos for them to manage right now. I mean, it's not a bad thing that, you know, they have so much talent, but they need to sort of focus in on a direction. And I mean, Brad Stevens is a good coach, but when they have that many good players, maybe it's time to let some of them go.
Who do you have a trade in mind?
I don't particularly have a trade in mind, but someone needs to get moved because obviously, you know, they're stacked right now and they don't know how to manage that team, basically.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot there going on.
With Kyrie calling everyone out.
I think that's the main problem. Kyrie moved, he went to the Celtics because he wanted to be the main guy,
leader,
right?
Yeah.
The leader.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's calling, I heard that he's calling LeBron.
He called LeBron, yeah.
To ask for tips on how to be
right.
a good
no,
leader.
No, he apologized.
He apologized first. And now he's asking for tips on how
right.
to be a good leader because he realizes it's not as easy as
no.
he thought it would be.
Yeah.
So it's very tough if you have a veteran because he's the veteran on that team.
He's considered a veteran.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be the main guy, but
right.
Jason Tatum has a bigger ego and he's stronger personality than Kyrie.
I don't even know if Jason Tatum, but like Marcus Smart and
Jaylen Brown
they have egos. Jaylen Brown actually clapped back at Kyrie
right.
after he called him out.
Right.
So Celtics make a trade.
I think they move a couple of pieces. Yeah, they have enough talent to go around, so they'll be fine.
What about if they trade Kyrie to the Lakers? Would you like that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
But it would take a lot of assets to get Kyrie, right? You
but,
need to get rid of a lot of players.
But it's the Celtics. They like to hog assets.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
I feel like... I forgot their GM's name right now. Anyways, they
GM?
Should...
GM?
Yeah, yeah.
Danny Ainge. Yeah.
I think he gets some sort of pleasure from just having assets around.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if we can... I don't know, if it went down to trading the young core to get Kyrie, I would say, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
He's not even close to his prime yet. He might be getting there, but yeah, I'll be okay with that. All right, my turn. I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
This New Year's resolution for the Suns is to hope to draft Zion. There is nothing to be salvaged out of this season. They're one of the worst teams. Honestly, I was watching a game against, I can't remember, I think it was the Nets. I don't know. It was ugly. It was boring. Devin Booker was not playing. Now that they have Kelly Oubre, I guess there's something exciting going on the court. But their best bet is to hopefully draft Zion. And keep tanking, boys. You're doing an amazing job at that.
And they need to ask themselves, is Devin Booker really that good?
I think so. But
do they need to build around him? Or is Devin Booker just like Heap Hamilton, a little bit better?
I don't know. But I mean, they have their own young core, right? Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Josh Jackson, who I think at this point might be a trade piece. But if they can draft Zion, I don't even know if they want Zion. Maybe they want RJ Barrett. But this draft is pretty slim. So I don't know. I don't have much to say about the Suns other than maybe don't suck so much. But at the same time, that's what you want to do. To get a higher pick.
They could probably build around DeAndre Ayton too, right?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be their core guy. Yeah. Keeping Devin around. They're just like a couple pieces away and then maybe a better coach.
They're 4 years away from being 2 years away.
But I think that regardless of what players they have on their team, they need to figure out their front office as well. Because it's a mess. The franchise is a mess, right?
It's a bit of a mess, yeah. I mean, the owner threatened... the city to move the Suns, and he kind of backed down on that. Yeah, it's a bit messy over there in the desert.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn.
Unfortunately,
The Memphis Grizzlies. I think that they should review their expectations, or they should, you know, check what their expectations are for the rest of this season, for the current season, because before the season started, their owner. His name is Pera. He said that...
Pera, that's
yes, I don't know his first name, but his last name is Pera. He said that this year, since Mike Conley and Marc Gasol were finally healthy, they should have no problem going back to being a 50-win team.
It's not enough.
50-game-win team. And it's not what's happening right now. They're struggling a lot. And recently, he flew to Memphis, because he's not living in Memphis. He flew to Memphis to meet in private with Conley, Gasol, and the head coach separately.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of talks about the Grizzlies trading Mark Gasol. So they need to figure out what they want to do. Do they want to give it another try and see if next season these guys can still take them to the playoffs and being relevant again?
Yeah.
Or do they need to rebuild? They need to figure out what they want.
That's a very good point, Rafael. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Mm, thank you.
Para.
Yeah. And the head coach is J.B. Bickerstaff.
Bickerstaff.
Yeah. That guy.
You're getting names right. You came prepared.
Oh, thank you.
Like new year, new Raphael.
Yeah, thank you.
31 is suiting you well, man.
He's gonna be JB forever for me because his last name is too complicated.
Yeah. We'll work on that.
Bickerstaff.
Coach JB.
Bickerstaff.
Yes.
Cool. Who's next?
All right. I guess we'll just do the Warriors. The Warriors. I mean, the rich get richer, right? They're just stacked. So just stay focused on championship and less bickering over free agency, because it's way too early for that. Just finish off the season and then worry about that. So yeah, just stay on course, do what you're doing. You got DeMarcus back, so you guys have 5 All-Stars and there shouldn't be any complaining or anything.
They shouldn't really.
Yeah.
Well, but the fact that DeMarcus Cousins is coming back, it means that we could potentially have a lot of drama.
Did you watch the game on Friday when he came back?
I didn't. I need to see that.
So he fouled out, obviously.
No one helped him up?
No.
Really?
I don't think he got a T this time. I don't know. I can't remember. But at the end, he was getting, Boogie was getting interviewed by Jalen Rose.
Uh-huh.
And then Steph and Clay sneaked up on him and just poured water on top of his head to like sort of celebrate.
Right.
And he took it very well. He didn't curse. He laughed it out. I don't know if he's a cancer anymore. I think he was just in a bad place with the Kings. I mean,
it's hard to be like in a bad mood when your team's number one.
Yeah.
You're playing with 4 All-Stars. It's, yeah.
Because Vladdy, wasn't it Vladdy or the owner that told him, like, you're going to be a King for life? And then 6 months later, he gets traded. I mean, I don't know if people need to apologize. Going back to the Kings.
But I think at the end, he clearly didn't want to be there anymore.
Well,
maybe he wanted to be.
If someone tells
there,
you you're going to be the face of the franchise for years to come, and then you get traded.
Yeah.
But he was complaining too much about the team and complaining about the future. So they needed someone that was more positive as well.
He didn't have much help out in Sacramento either. So it was time for him to go.
So Warriors, just...
Warriors.
Don't complain.
Just stay on course, yeah. Just win your championship and move
on. All right, my turn. I'll go with the Brooklyn Nets. My resolution for them...
Wait.
You got the Nets?
Yeah, of course. I have the Brooklyn Nets.
No.
You didn't have the Nets.
I did have the Nets.
Pick another
so
one.
So,
we're
going to be... Okay.
That's funny, because you did Raptors earlier, and I was like, shit, I got Raptors on here for some reason. So, I quickly wrote down Hornets. Just going back to Slack, I was like, oh shit, you're right. We did make that.
We are so prepared. Okay, we'll
just
keep it in mind.
It,
I'll
no,
choose
I'm
another
curious.
One. I'll do the Cavs, the Cavaliers. The Cavs. My resolution for the Cavs, I think they should trade J.R. Smith, because why not? Honestly, at this point, the Cavs are they're doing nothing.
Yeah.
Honestly, just nothing. So trade
he's
J.R.
He's a cancer. Get rid of him.
And they should also hope to draft Zion, because, or RJ Barrett.
One of them.
Yeah.
They need a start.
They're going to be a lottery team. They're not doing well at all. I mean, I think we all thought the Bulls were going to be the worst team, but the Cavs are worse than the Bulls. And, I mean, they have no other course but to rebuild. Colin Sexton is not the rookie that they expected him to be.
Not yet, yeah.
I don't...
Kevin Love needs to go. He's not, yeah, he's... not inspired to play there anymore.
Just blow it up. Dan Gilbert, if you're listening to the show, just blow it up, man.
That's
send your son again to the lottery. He seems the one that brings you luck. And blow it up. Stop using stupid fonts. And I don't know. Maybe just be a less crappy owner. You know what? That's the resolution. That's my resolution
for
Dan Gilbert.
And the office.
Yeah. Be a less crappy owner.
Nice.
Great.
Your turn.
Okay, I'm going with the Utah Jazz now. They need to make sure that they keep working on improving their defense, just like they did last year. So I don't know if you guys noticed, but of course, last year, the Utah Jazz, they were a huge surprise, right? No one was expecting them to go to the playoffs and to make such a great playoff run. Mm-hmm. This year, the expectations were much higher, and everyone thinks that they are underperforming, which is, it might be true.
Well, because they are.
Wait.
It's not a matter of perception.
Yes,
that's true.
Yes, but last year, for the first half of the season, we've just reached the 47-game mark, right? For the first half of the season, they were also struggling a lot. What happened is that for the second half of the season, their defense improved considerably. They became the best defensive team for the second half of the season. In the first half of the season, they were the second worst team defensively. And that's when they made a run and they made it to the playoffs, and we know the story. So far this season, they were struggling as well. But for the past 21 games, their defense got better, and their record for the past 21 games, it's much better. It's
solid stats.
Yes.
Well, they're currently at 7th place on the West with a 26-21 record, and they're 3.5 games behind the Warriors.
Yeah, so last year, when they reached the 47-game benchmark, they were 19-28, and after that, they went on a 29-6 run, which is amazing. And they are on track to do the same this year. They are 6-0 recently since they reached the 47-game benchmark. So they are improving a lot defensively, and that's what's going to take them to the playoffs again. And if we think about it, they still have the same exact team from last year. So the expectations shouldn't be higher. They haven't added any assets, right?
But it should. I mean, they're a year older. They're more mature. They have playoff experience now. So I think expectations are high because we saw the best that that team can be, and they were not at their best during
the
first half.
They're thin. So in order to be at their best, everyone needs to be healthy.
Yeah.
They need to be playing good D. All the pieces need to be, you know, clicking together.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're not going to be reaching their full potential. So
yeah,
they need to make sure that they keep improving their defense so that they can be relevant.
And they have, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Like Dante Exum's healthier now, and like
they're 6-0 and they're 26-21 in the 7th seed now. So they're back in the playoff run, which
nice.
Is good.
Cool.
Moving on.
All right, I got the Bucks next. For the Bucks, I think they need to bring in like a veteran or two, because right now they are an exciting team. Like, what are they, first in the East?
Yeah.
Greek Freak's playing like MVP. President Bogdan is consistent with his shots. He's hitting everything.
Wait, Malcolm Brogdon?
Yeah.
Are we calling him the President?
Yeah, they call him the President.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's his nickname, I think.
I've learned two nicknames tonight.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get a lot of nicknames from me.
Yes.
I refer
that's exciting.
To people by nicknames, so you guys might have one by the end of the show.
President Brogdon.
Middleton should be an all-star this year.
You think so?
I feel like the team's number one. They usually, you know, have multiple all-star candidates if their team's doing well. So, and he is playing well with under Coach Budenholzer.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a really good job with them. So, yeah, for them, it's just maybe a veteran or two just to help him out with the locker room. You know, once they get down, you know, round two, round three of the playoffs, they can use, like, you know, some veteran leadership. So, yeah, that's it for the Bucks. But they're very exciting to watch and... Yeah.
You know, I would say that their main priority should be make sure that the Greek Freak starts making his threes, his three-pointers.
Oh, yeah. That'll come with time. He'll be dangerous when he starts doing that, even if he hits like one or two more than he does now.
But I agree. There's no veterans on that team.
Yeah.
And they need that veteran presence. Someone that, you know, might have won a championship already. Hey, Nick Young is still out there somewhere. Chilling?
That's not a veteran you want.
He's a proven champion.
I mean, if the only two options that you have are Nick Young and Carmelo Anthony, you might as well stay with the current team and don't add anyone.
And not have,
Let's not invoke the name Carmelo because I feel he's going to end up being a Laker.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to talk about Carmelo.
How? He's not on the team. Hey, we'll get there. We'll
he's
cross that
technically
bridge.
Technically part of the Rockets. So
true.
Whoever's
got
the Rockets gets to see Carmelo.
Do we have...
That's me.
Did the three of us get the Rockets? Because apparently two of us got the Nets. All right. So veteran, old people for the Bucks, basically.
One or two, because he can't call Eric Bledsoe. I mean, he is kind of a veteran, but I don't think he has that leadership.
No. In him, so. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. They could use Vince Carter, maybe.
All right. My turn. I'll go with the Mavericks. I think their priority right now should be to make Luka Doncic an all-star. This kid has to go to the all-star game.
Build around him, yeah.
I think it's fine if they don't make the playoffs this year, but they have to really make a statement that this is Luka's team. You know, now that Dirk is barely playing, this is arguably, unless anything else happens, but this is Dirk's last season, right? He's definitely out the door, almost. So Luka has to take over and build around him. The second thing that I have is like, trade Dennis Smith Jr. Really? There's already, I mean, I just read today that I think he's going to join the team tomorrow, which is Monday. Probably you're going to listen to the show after the fact, but I don't know if that's a healthy move. I mean, he already separated himself from the team because of the trade rumors. Mm-hmm. Then the Mavs sort of denied it, and Rick Carlisle came out to say, you know, I would love to keep him, but really, you know, once you're on the trade block, I mean, first, he didn't deal with that very well. He should be aware that his name might be dropped in the trading chatter, even if it doesn't happen. I mean, they were probably just dangling him to other teams.
It's not his fault. Like, he's a good player, but it's just Luka's that good.
But yeah, I mean, they traded Dennis Smith Jr., and I think, I don't know if it was Mark Cuban or Carlisle that maybe had this conversation with him, but I think they gave him the keys way too fast, the keys to the franchise. Saying like, hey, you're going to be the face of the franchise.
Right. Cause
and then they land Luka. And it's like, oh, hey, Dennis, come over here, man. Can we have the keys back?
Yeah.
But he's not that important of a player yet. He's not a big guy yet to feel that way. He needs to be humble and understand that it's his second year, right?
Yeah.
He was a rookie last year. So, I mean, even though you thought you were going to become the franchise player...
Yeah.
What your number one priority right now should be: improve your game and make sure that your team
It must be really tough though. Like, you know, he flew under the radar during the draft, and then he had a really good season. People started talking about him, and now Luka comes in and steals the show. I don't blame him for sort of feeling that way on a personal level.
But part of the problem might be that he's hanging out with a lot of overrated players that got a huge contract.
Like
whom? They didn't deserve to get a huge
like
contract.
Like whom?
Wesley Matthews.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And DeAndre Jordan. So they're both overrated.
DeAndre, I feel like DeAndre and Luka chill out together. I don't know why. I just have that feeling.
Wesley Matthews is like a guy that didn't deserve to get that much money.
No.
So now Dennis Smith Jr.
Is this a Blazers fan talking right now?
Maybe. But I'm allowed to. You talk about the Lakers the whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe he's thinking, I can get a lot of money somewhere else, and I can be the main guy somewhere else. So, and he's just
sounding
a
like
second
Jimmy
year
Butler.
Player.
Sounding like Jimmy Butler now. He is only 21.
Yeah,
so.
He can still correct that attitude.
But look, I think if they don't make it to the playoffs, it's going to be somewhat disappointing because they have a good enough team to make the playoffs.
No, they don't.
What's the standing right now?
They're in 13th place at 20-25. So no, if anything, you know, just handle the keys over to Luka, give him the keys to the Ferrari. Hey, you want to take it for a spin? Go for it. Make him an all-star. Make it a statement that this is Luka's team. And hopefully other players might want to join the team because of Luka and get Dennis Smith Jr. on his way.
But just compare the Mavs with the LA Clippers.
No, because I got the Clippers next.
Okay,
no.
But
Clippers
the Mavs,
great.
Exactly. But if you look at the names,
true.
The Mavs should make to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Clippers shouldn't make to the playoffs.
No, okay. Hey. I got the Clippers. I disagree with both of you.
Do them next while it's still fresh.
Okay, I'll do the Clippers.
Okay.
I'm going to reverse the...
Since you guys are so excited about the damn Clippers.
They're exciting.
I think the Clippers...
You're just hating on them.
You both can leave right now. The Clippers should make a trade, and they should try to make the playoffs.
Oh yeah.
Because they are a good team on paper, but and they got that average to above average talent on their team, but they're an early exit on the playoffs. This is not a title contender team.
Far,
yeah. Yeah, but they were not even supposed to make it to the playoffs.
True. I know, but at this point, they're eighth.
They don't have LeBron, for example.
They're eighth, okay.
Okay, hold on. I also got the Lakers, so stop drinking haterade. So they're eighth right now with 24 and 21, and the Lakers are 25 and 22, and the Kings are 24 and 22, right? So on any given day, they might be in and out of the playoffs, mm-hmm. right? But the problem is that if they don't make the playoffs, they're going to be in that limbo like the Blazers were a few years ago, where we don't make the playoffs, but we don't get a high pick. So really the team stays the same. And either I think they should try to make a push for the playoffs, like a really good push by making a trade. Because this team is not going to get them anywhere close to being a contender. They're going to be a playoffs team, maybe. But if they're not a playoffs team, then that's also going to hurt morale. I think the fans are going to start calling their own players overrated, because then after this, you know, you got Gallinari, Beverly, Boban, Tobias Harris. These are all really good players, but they're not your first pick for an all-star.
No.
They're the good fourth, fifth option on a team, and maybe coming off the bench. And next time that one of them has a contract coming up, they're going to want their money.
Yeah,
and they're not going
to
do that.
You need to choose if you want to develop these guys, make them better, or if you want to bring other guys that are ready, that are superstars.
You don't want to... These guys don't need nurturing. These guys, I think, if anything, during the offseason, should be trade pieces. The Clippers have been in the Kawhi sweepstakes. So, if anything, just ship the team to Toronto and try to get Kawhi. I wouldn't call them exciting. I think they're overperforming, which is good. I respect that. But not exciting. They're overperforming. That's all.
But do you agree that if you look at a team that has Wesley Matthews, DeAndre Jordan, Luka Doncic, Dennis Smith Jr., on paper, this is a much better team and they should be ahead of the Clippers?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
So...
Because the Clippers have proven veterans.
Proven veterans?
Beverly.
But Tobias Harris was... Like, no one thought about him as a very good player before.
He was very solid in the Pistons.
Yeah, he was okay, but no one expected them to be fighting for a playoff spot.
No, definitely not.
No, that's why I'm saying they're overperforming, and that kind of shows now that they're starting to struggle. I mean, the Jazz, the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Kings are 1-2 losses away from being out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there's no room for error at this point.
And Boban, this season, he played more minutes than the past 5 seasons.
Don't you dare talk about if there's anything that I like about the Clippers.
I'm not sure if this is a real statistic. I'm just saying that
if there's anything that I like about the Clippers, is Boban.
Oh, the guy's hilarious.
Right. I wish I could have a beer with him.
Anyways.
So, there you go. There's your damn Clippers.
Okay, so now it's my turn, right?
No,
yes.
I think it's my turn. Because we skipped. Remember
when this is like Uno, like skip one.
Okay.
Because we reversed it. Remember the Clippers.
Okay. So I'm just waiting.
So you gotta wait. So we're going to do the Spurs next. And
ooh.
For them, I guess, they either get your groove back or they got their groove back. But they're playing like, you know, Spurs brand of basketball right now.
Yeah.
They have guys coming off the bench, hitting fallaway threes with White and Bellinelli and Pirtle and Mills, all the bench guys are stepping up, man. That's your game. And I guess ever since DeRozan's huge triple-double performance against
against the Raptors.
And then Aldridge is, you know, he's on a roll right now. So, yeah, I think basically the Spurs got the groove back. You know, they got over the whole, you know, Kawhi fiasco with Coach Pops. And, yeah, they're back to the old form. I think, you know, they'll cruise into the playoffs. Who knows how far they'll get. But season's looking good for them, I think.
I hate that the Spurs are always so good when everyone thinks that they're not even going to make the playoffs.
Right. Somehow, some way or another, they just play Spurs ball and they're back.
It's got to be the Popovich effect. I cannot find any other reason why this Spurs team is doing a lot better as well. I think it was widely believed that this was the year that the Spurs were not going to make the playoffs. And I mean, they're also in that you know, margin of error that they cannot go on a losing streak, because otherwise they're going to be out of the picture.
They're okay right now. I mean, they're sitting at sixth place. I mean, it's a tough, like you said, games. I mean, two or three games behind, right? And everyone's just close race. So, yeah, that's, the margin for error is slim for them. But I think they'll be fine.
So, keep the course, Spurs.
They don't really need much. They have their guys.
I like how even when we talk about the Spurs, we're like, yeah, they're
okay. The Spurs. Yeah. They'll Spurs. Do what they do.
They're not boring. They're the Spurs.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Pau is hard to watch, but other than that...
He's a Laker legend. Anyways, Rafael.
Okay, so I'm going with the Rockets now.
Okay.
They should make sure that they make everything possible to get rid of Carmelo by finding a trade partner as soon as possible.
A trade partner?
Yeah. And you know why? Because in order... You know, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but they are thinking about signing Kenneth Faried.
Yes.
Right? But in order to be able to bring Kenneth Faried, they need to open a spot on their roster.
Yeah.
And that's Carmelo Anthony's spot.
Actually, no.
They can get rid of another guy.
Didn't they already release that other person?
I'm not sure. But anyways, they should get rid of Carmelo Anthony, regardless of Kenneth Faried.
He wants to go.
But it would be the perfect way of getting rid of Carmelo Anthony. You need to bring Kenneth Faried. You need the spot. So you need to get rid of Carmelo Anthony. They will need Kenneth Faried more than ever now because Clint Capella is injured, right?
Right.
So Kenneth Faried is going to be very helpful to have on your team. And also they need to make sure that moving forward, they don't make the same mistake and bring a horrible veteran like Carmelo Anthony to their team. Someone that it's going to put in all the work that they've done so far, they're going to put that in danger.
J.R. Smith's still in the market, so you never know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
If he played some defense, maybe it's a good pickup, because he's not going to replace like a guy like Trevor Ariza, right?
Yeah,
Who's dropping threes and playing defense. Sure, J.R. Smith can hit a three here and there, but he's pretty inconsistent, so...
And who knows? Maybe Carmelo will end up with the Lakers.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either, actually.
All right. Anything else about the Rockets?
No.
All right. I'm going to go with the Knicks. There's only one mission here for the Knicks. It's very simple. It's tank harder. They are not doing a good job. Being the Knicks, even when they try to suck, they're not sucking. Wait, what?
Whoa.
So they need to make a...
Wait.
They need to make sure that they do a better job at sucking. That's what you're saying.
Huh? Yes. They have to be worse. That's what I'm trying to say.
Suck better.
No. I guess so, yeah, to put it somehow. They're currently at 13th spot on the East with 10 and 34. But they should be the worst team. I mean, Porzingis is out. Enes Kanter on his cheat day ate 7 burgers and was out for like 2 days and couldn't play.
Because he ate too much?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I don't know if you guys saw that, but he was Instagramming his cheat day from his diet and he uploaded a video eating 7 cheeseburgers and like 2 tacos. I don't know. It was something
emotional eating? Like, is he injured or
No, he's not having an all-star season,
must be
but
the losses.
I don't know. Something's it's gotta be frustration eating, and then the next morning, it was reported that he was out due to illness.
Ugh, food poisoning.
Probably. I mean, there's no other reason. Porzingis is probably not gonna come back this season. They have a decent coach in Fizdale, but they're not gonna do anything. They're far from the playoff race. They should just go in full tank mode.
I mean, when your best player is Trey Burke, something is wrong, right?
And Frank Ntilikina, he's not doing a great job. Tim Hardaway Jr. is, I think he's injured at the moment.
He's getting too much money as well.
He's on a bad contract. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Knicks should try to be a better organization as well. I'm surprised that Porzingis still wants to be there.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is probably making more money than his father ever did with this contract. And
probably.
He's not even close to what his father represents to the NBA.
Well, but that's not his fault, crazy. Right? That's not his fault.
It's not his fault, but
those are some big shoes to feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, Knicks suck better.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets, they need to keep practicing and to keep improving how good they are when it comes to closing games. I mean, we all know that they're doing much better than what we expected. I mean, much better than what we expected is not very good.
No.
But at least they're relevant. They're not the Phoenix Suns. They're not the Chicago Bulls. They're doing better than what we expected.
Yeah,
they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Their fans are not as upset as they were the past 20 years. But anyways, why am I saying that they need to make sure that they keep closing games? Because last season, they were involved in 50 games that they were either winning or losing by 5 points in the final 5 minutes of the game. And out of these 50 games, they only managed to win 19.
Okay.
So far this season, they are 14 and 14 in this kind of situation. So it means that as soon as they managed to improve their ability to close games, they became relevant. In the past 21 games, they are 10 and 2 in this kind of situation. So as soon as they became relevant, as soon as they started winning, it's also the same time that they became better at closing games. So they need to make sure that they, psychologically speaking, they're good at that crunch time. You know, they need to make sure that they're making those shots.
You know what was my resolution for the Nets, since we apparently have them, we both picked them?
What?
I have a hot take here. I say trade Spencer Dinwiddie. He's one of his best players, but he's not an all-star. And he's gathered a lot of attention. I would say it's consensus that he's a solid player.
That's great. Yeah, I like his game.
But this is the best time to get the most value out of him. I don't think it's going to be tougher for them to make the playoffs. They would really have to go on a really bad losing streak. They're at sixth place right now. They can only get better. And if they get something for Dinwiddie, it can only improve them. They got some solid pieces. They got D'Angelo Russell. They got Spencer Hayes. They got I forgot his name. Anyways, I'd say
Jared Allen.
Yeah.
The center.
But the problem is that they have proved already that they are not good when it comes to trades. They brought Kevin Garnett when Kevin Garnett was about to retire. They brought Paul Pierce when he was.
But that was also the Nets that had nothing to achieve other than try to bring people into the arena.
Fans, yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna bring a guy that it's close to retirement, and he's not gonna help your team make it to the playoffs just because you wanna sell jerseys, then I would say that they should keep what they have and try to improve these young guys.
They don't have such a young core. They haven't reached their prime, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Spencer Dinwiddie, I think this is his ceiling. He cannot go any further than that.
But it's the first time in a long time that they have something good going on.
Yeah.
Just let them play a little bit and let the fans have fun with the team. And then you do something.
You know what should be a good resolution for them? Bring back Jay-Z as an owner.
I don't know. I feel like they can keep Dinwiddie. He's kind of actually a budding star on that team right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were to trade, could you see someone like Bradley Beal being in Brooklyn?
I feel like they would have to get it would be a 1-to-1.
Right.
Someone similar to Dinwiddie, but maybe a little bit better. Right. Or two average players that can later on serve them as also trading chips. I mean, if I were the Nets, I would probably not do it, to be honest. But if they decide to pull the trigger, this is the time, because you really don't know if Dinwiddie is going to have another really good season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's next?
Cool, I think I am. I'll do the 76ers next.
All right.
I think for them, it's just to dominate, because, I mean, they have guys like Embiid, who's basically like a Shaq and Hakeem hybrid that can shoot a three. I don't know why they're not top three right now. I think they're sitting at four. Simmons is, he's basically Magic Johnson out there doing his passing. So, yeah, for them, it's just start crushing other teams. And I mean, with Butler coming in and helping out now, they should be the top three instead of, like, you know, hovering at the 4 or 5 spot. So yeah, for them, just dominate, start playing like, you know, you're the number one team, rather than continuing to trust the process. I think you guys are there. I think you have the pieces, and just, yeah, play.
I don't feel good about the Sixers. I think they're gonna implode. Not necessarily this season, but
yeah,
if they keep Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, I think something's gonna happen.
Too much ego there.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know if they're doing a good job at managing those egos. I don't think that Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler get along at all.
Right.
But maybe Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler see more eye to eye, just because they're so dominant offensively,
right,
which Ben Simmons this season appears not to be so much.
Oh, he can't shoot. That's why he's not dominant.
He's looking to pass.
But I feel like last season it didn't matter, right? He was attacking the rim. He was being being very aggressive.
More touches.
Yeah, and ever since Jimmy got there, he sort of shied down from that.
Right.
Mm. He was supposed to be the leader.
Same thing with the Timberwolves when he was there, right? That's when the Cat and Wiggins started shying. So it's maybe it's a Jimmy Butler problem.
maybe
you didn't bring in a piece that helps. Maybe it's another cancer.
I think that they should consider moving Ben Simmons to shooting guard spot or power forward spot, and letting that guy, the bench player that it's overachieving, the point guard, what's his name?
TJ McConnell.
Yeah,
that guy. He should start.
He
should be starting, because he's a better shooter than
Ben
Simmons.
Yeah.
You need to have a point guard that can, you know,
just hit an open shot.
Yeah.
When it's there.
I think that's important.
Yeah, maybe it's just moving around the rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would send maybe JJ Redick to the bench?
JJ Redick is a great shooter, but the problem with JJ Redick is that he needs to create a shot by going through a lot of
screens. Yeah.
He's not off the ball.
Shoot,
he's catch and shoot. So, I mean, nowadays I think a catch and shoot guy, it's not as effective as it used to be when Reggie Miller was playing, for example.
What about Klay Thompson? That's his job.
Yeah, but you have Steph that is shooting off the dribble. You have Kevin Durant that is shooting off the dribble.
Yeah, but I mean, the Warriors offense is basically catch and shoot sometimes.
The only kind of catch and shoot player that will never become irrelevant is the guy like Robert Horry. That the ball, like, there's a fight for the ball, and then the ball somehow
ends up in his hands.
In his hands, and then he makes that shot.
Yeah.
You're stuck in time.
I'm actually talking.
You just
Big
you
shot,
like,
Bob.
But you like mid 90s to early 2000s.
That's not true. I'm actually saying that the game has changed. I just said that catch and shoot players like Reggie Miller are not as relevant as they used to be anymore.
Only Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson, because of the system that he's playing.
Fair enough.
I'm not sure if I agree, but
okay,
whatever. Who's next?
I think it's you, right?
Oh, yeah, it's me. You know what? I'm going to leave the Lakers till the end. I'm going to go to the Hawks.
Is that to go with the current standings? You just want to make sure that you...
Ah, so funny. You know what? You get a technical. That's a technical for you, Rafael. One more and you're out.
Loving the sound effects.
Hey, we got increased budget this year. We went from zero to...
$5.
I'll bring an actual whistle next time.
Yeah.
It's more realistic.
Yeah.
That's a technical for you as well. Making fun of my whistle. The Pelicans. No, the Hawks. I think the Hawks should trade Vince Carter to Toronto before the trade deadline so that he can go back to where it all started.
That's a good one.
They should start planning for next year and hope for the best in the draft. They are all in that awkward spot. They're at the bottom of the East at 12th place. They're not doing much. I mean, Trae Young is a solid piece. I still have my doubts about him, but it's his rookie season. Everyone gets a pass during their rookie season, so he can only get better.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I don't know what's the direction with the team. They got a brand new stadium. If anything, they should make their uniforms cooler. I don't like their current uniforms.
So you're saying that they need to make sure that they keep on hanging to the solid piece?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You're getting very close to that second technical. So be careful. But no, trade Vince Carter to Toronto. That's my resolution for them.
It would be interesting to see what they get for Vince Carter?
Nothing.
I think it would be one of these trades that they just say, Vince Carter for cash considerations.
Possibly, yeah.
Because there's nothing else you can give
for Vince
Carter.
I mean, if anything, it might even make the Raptors even better, because he's apparently a really good locker guy. Yeah. And a good veteran, a good influence
but
for Toronto.
Could be a distraction.
Could also be a distraction,
considering it's his last year. And like,
is it his last year?
It should be his last year. I can see the headline saying, the Hawks have traded Vince Carter to the Toronto Raptors in exchange for a signed jersey from Kawhi Leonard.
That's a good one. In exchange for some Timbits and a medium double-double.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's my turn now. I'm going with the OKC Thunder.
Oh, wait. Which one?
OKC Thunder. Oh, wow. Wow.
We got budget now.
Okay, so the OKC Thunder.
Oh, snap.
The OKC Thunder. That's it. So the team that I just mentioned... They need to make sure that they improve their defense urgently. And I know this sounds familiar because I talked about the Jazz and it was similar. But with the OKC Thunder, I mean, it's amazing to think that in the past 7 games, they have allowed an average of 130 points per game. And that's 29th in the league. Like, it's the worst. It's one of the worst teams defensively in the past 7 games. In the past 7 games, they also have a record of 2-5. Last night, they played the 76ers in Philadelphia, and they needed a last-second buzzer beater by Paul George to beat the 76ers. So, first thing is to make sure that they work on their defense as soon as possible. And another thing that they need to make sure that happens is, and this one it's gonna be a little bit harder, but they need to try to make Russ move the ball.
He's already doing that, I feel.
Well,
because he's not doing well offensively.
I understand that this is his style of playing, and it has worked so far, but he's not a young player anymore, and there's clearly a bit of fatigue there. He's not shooting the ball as well, especially towards the end of the game. A lot of air balls. He shoots a lot of air balls.
Yeah.
So it means that either his legs are giving in, and maybe he's using too much of his upper body or his wrist, right, to shoot the ball. So he needs to make sure that he trusts his teammates a little bit more, and he relies on his teammates.
Pace himself a bit.
Yeah.
Not go 100% every possession, because he does have help now. I mean, Paul George has taken off a huge load for him in terms of not even just scoring but handling the ball. And just being an all-around defensive player too, right? So.
And forget about the triple-doubles. I mean, now you have a team that can be relevant again.
Yeah.
So you have bigger goals than just
achieving you can do
triple-doubles.
Just, get some wins, deep in the playoffs. And
I think their defense is a big issue, because before the 76ers, they played the Lakers. And on the first quarter, they were up by 16. And it seemed like it was going to be just a blowout from the Thunder. And the Lakers came back and they won. So definitely, and it was the LeBron-less Lakers. So yeah, but I feel like Russell Westbrook has been passing the ball a lot more.
A lot more than what he used to.
Yeah.
That's still not enough.
But it's better. He knows that he's not shooting well.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, if he wants to take a shot, he's one of those guys that if I were the coach, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead.
Mm.
You got the green light for that. Anything else on the Thunder?
I don't think so. The Thunder.
No, no, we're just doing. We're forcing it now. It's over. You cannot force the Thunder. All right.
Cool. All right. Next one. I think I'm gonna do the Wolves. For them.
Oh, I don't have a wolf howling. There we go.
That was pretty good, actually.
Sure.
For them, maybe just like.
You're just trying to make him feel good.
You hit the button on that one, right? Is that not real?
That's not real.
For the Wolves, I think just maybe a couple more trades. Because, I mean, it was good for them to get rid of Jimmy and bring in Sarge. Because Sarge is actually doing quite well right now. We got the possible most improved player and D Rose surprising everyone
right now. Oh my god, if he wins that,
that would be something else. And he's on, I think he's on to something. And then with Ryan Saunders, a new coach, I think there's just like a new energy there now. So
yeah,
at least they have that, but they do need a couple more like pieces, I think, just to help out. I mean, the Cat, he's good, he draws double teams and stuff, but with the inconsistency of like Wiggins and maybe some veteran leadership, yeah, that might help him down the road, I think.
As Canadians speaking, how do we feel about Andrew Wiggins?
He didn't really live up to his expectations, I guess. But he still has a chance right now with the Timberwolves. Him and Cat being the main guys. So he has the potential to come back and, you know, improve. So we'll see.
I don't like Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
I don't
think I'm afraid that, well, I'm gonna touch on this later, but I'm afraid that Brandon Ingram is the next Andrew Wiggins.
Ooh. I think that Wiggins, he lacks the drive to become a superstar. Like, I don't think he wants to be Kawhi Leonard. I don't think he wants to be a guy that it's...
I don't think Kawhi Leonard wants to be Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. But I don't think he wants to be the guy that it's actually...
The main guy.
Driving the franchise,
right.
And
which
the face
is,
of the franchise.
Which is fine, because that's what they have the cap for, right? Like, he can be the main.
Yeah.
Now. He needs to do more than what he's done so far. He needs to become more important.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he's just going to fall into that category of players that you... can easily move around,
right.
Whenever you're trying to rebuild. He's not someone that it's going to stay in a city for a long time, because...
He's got a massive contract, though.
Yeah. There's always going to be a stupid franchise to pay a lot of money to a guy that doesn't deserve. Look at Nicola Batum, for example.
Yeah.
Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, that's true.
Timofey Mozgov, yeah. So, yeah. There's always going to be a stupid owner or a stupid GM.
It was the Lakers that gave Timofey Mozgov that contract.
Exactly, yeah.
But we quickly realized it was a mistake.
It was not Magic Johnson, though, right?
No, it was the previous office.
There you go.
Yeah.
He no longer has a job.
That's true. All right. My turn. I'll go with the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans should beg, and implore AD stays in New Orleans. As it is right now, I think their writing's on the wall. I don't think Anthony Davis will be a Pelican.
No.
If there's been, I mean, he hasn't hinted that much at his decision, but there was this one quote that he said, "For me, my legacy is more important than the money." The way that I heard that as, "I don't care if you give me the super max contract, I'm still gonna leave." And he's willing to take less money, that's what I'm hearing.
To win.
Just to win. So a different motivation from what sort of Kevin Durant did. And I honestly think for the Lakers, there's hope to get them. If AD doesn't stay, then, you know, I think the Pelicans should really consider packing their bags and moving to Seattle or Vancouver.
That's a great idea.
I don't know. New Orleans is just such a... I've never been. I'm sure it's a very fine city.
I mean, the Hornets did well when they were there, right? With Chris Paul.
But you had Chris Paul,
I guess,
right?
So, yeah.
And you had
David West. They had David West.
But they were an exciting team. It was young Chris Paul sort of reaching his prime.
Yeah.
And then they had AD. So they're going to be in some unfamiliar territory if AD leaves.
That's true.
They
need a superstar, yeah. They
don't have anyone. Like, who they got? Nikola Mirotic.
Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
AD, but if
Julius Randle, but none of them are,
no,
you know, the
no
closest superstar is Drew Holiday, and that's it.
Yeah,
and he's not even a household name, really. He's a good player. That's about it.
And
I think,
and their arena is the Smoothie King Center. Like, I cannot take them seriously with that name.
But AD is one of these cases that if he leaves, you cannot blame him. He clearly gave them enough time to prove him that they could do something with that franchise and you know, help him be relevant and get to the finals or conference finals at least. But I mean, he needs to move on. It's time to move on. It's a little bit like Kevin Durant as well. Kevin Durant, of course, people were upset because he chose the team
that
was already winning
right.
and
beat them.
So if it wasn't for that, I don't think you would be able to blame KD to move on because he moved on.
Yeah.
It's just the team that he chose. But I think with AD is the same. I mean, it's clearly time for him to move on if he wants to try to get a championship. And if he stays longer, eventually he's going to leave because he's going to want a ring. But then he's going to look like Karl Malone and Gary Payton.
Right.
Like Karl Malone when he went to the Lakers, you know?
Right.
He was clearly just chasing a ring.
Chasing a ring.
Yeah. AD is still relevant enough to move and try to win a championship without people thinking that he was just chasing a ring.
Right.
I think the Pelicans should move out of New Orleans.
That'll solve everything.
Just bring him to the Northwest.
Yeah. Come to Vancouver and struggle in Vancouver. At least we can go to the games.
Yeah. We can afford it.
Yes,
yeah.
At least we can go to the games.
All right, who's next?
I think I'm next, right? So I'm going with the Pacers.
Exciting.
That's one word that I wouldn't use for the Pacers.
That's true.
I would use surprising.
Yeah, but I think the Pacers, they need to manage the fans' expectations. And why am I saying that? Because their current record is better than their record at the same time last season. But still, fans are complaining a lot on Twitter. They're saying that the team is underachieving. They're complaining about Victor Oladipo, that he's not playing like he was playing last year.
He's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that. He was injured. He injured his knee, right? But now he's back. And people are saying that he's not as effective as he was last year. But the truth is that they have a better record. So, I mean, the fact is that they're still improving if you compare to last year. But now the fans, they're expecting more. Also, there's one issue with Oladipo is that he doesn't have the surprise factor this year. Every team already knows what he's going to do and how he plays.
Yeah.
So now they're just making sure that they crowd the paint. So when he drives, he's not going to be able to finish. So now he's going to need to start passing the ball when he drives. And that's when his teammates need to help him.
Right.
They need to start making those shots.
Yeah.
And he needs to start trusting his teammates to, you know, just distribute the ball and pass the ball.
Yeah.
So I think the fans need to be a little bit more
understanding,
yes. That's the word. Thank you, Evans. It's good to have a native speaker.
Those damn fans.
I don't know. If the playoffs started today, the Pacers would go against the Nets. And I don't know if the Pacers could pull that off.
Really?
I mean, also, that would be
probably the
least watched playoff series. The Nets versus the Pacers. But I don't know if they could survive the Nets in the seven-game series.
Hmm.
All right. Let's move it up.
I try to make the Pacers as exciting as I could.
Yeah, no. You tried. You tried.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right. I think we'll do the Blazers next. For those guys,
we can skip those ones.
You skip those ones?
They're very relevant. Like,
that's your team, yeah.
Yeah, they're making the playoffs. They're a good team.
I don't know why you want to skip them. No, that's a good point.
Let Evan speak.
Think playoffs, right? Because, I mean, they've struggled in the past few years. I mean, staying consistent for the regular season for them is sometimes a struggle, with injuries and stuff. But for them, it's just, really focus on the playoffs, like, now. Because each time they get to it, they seem to,
forget how to play basketball.
Forget how to play, and, for some reason, they can't seem to get past. I mean, the West is strong, but, like, I think they have the pieces to move a little further than what they have done in the past. With Nurk being, a big piece now. CJ and Dame, at their peak of their careers.
That's it. They don't have anyone else.
You have Myers Leonard.
Oh, wow.
I mean, is Collins any good? The second year?
No.
No.
What about the Nick Stauskas? He also not good enough.
Inconsistent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with the Blazers.
Yeah.
I know that we can make it to the playoffs. I know
right.
that we can be surprising
right.
when it comes to the regular season.
We need some closers.
But then when we make it to the playoffs, you will need the two superstars.
Yeah.
To
three, maybe now.
Yeah, but the two scorers,
right.
they need to...
need help, yeah.
And in order for us to be able to move on from the first round,
yeah.
they need to be playing every game they need to be playing well and they need to be scoring a lot. Yeah. Otherwise,
and defending.
Yeah. Otherwise, the other players are not gonna fill that space.
That's true. Yeah.
I would say trade McCollum.
Who?
I'm all about trades on today's show,
but about shaking things.
Yeah,
up.
It's just that
with the deadline coming up. I guess.
Yeah. I feel like the Blazers have already not only experimented, but they've already proven that they can only get so far with the current team and the current backcourt that is Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. They should pull out Raptors. And, you know, CJ and Dame, you think of them as Blazers sort of forever, as you did with DeRozan. But if you get a good trade, go for it.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to get... They might get worse, but I don't think they can get any better with the current team.
They could use help in the 3 and 4 positions. So yeah, that shake things up that way.
But what's frustrating is that in the past, we had better players. We had better help.
Right.
And the franchise never managed to keep these guys. They all moved on. We had guys that were better than what we have right now. We are thinner than ever.
Right.
We added Nurkic, which is great, but
yeah.
Really we only use him to put screens for Lillard and CJ McCollum
to get shots. Yeah.
And the other two guys, they're basically like cons.
Right.
They just happen to be there.
Aminu, just hanging out.
The chief. Since you
like
nicknames.
For the threes,
yeah. But his shooting percentage is not like consistent enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's shooting well, sometimes he's not shooting well at all. So, I mean, I don't know. And
too much Blazers talk.
Time's up.
What?
I said it. We're going to move on. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Lakers now?
Actually, does anyone have Miami?
No.
I don't.
That's the team that we're missing. I'm going to talk about the Miami Heat.
We're going to check Slack later to see who made a mistake.
How did
right?
we miss the Heat?
I don't know.
It's weird.
We're gonna.
They're that
are you saying we're gonna check Slack so we can confirm that Rafael made a mistake?
No.
All right. The Heat. My resolution for the Heat is not only for them to try to make the playoffs, but
have Wade come back for another year.
No, I think D Wade. He was one of my favorite players when you know that 03 team. My resolution for them is keep the fire jerseys coming out.
Oh yeah.
The Miami Heat has arguably one of the best colorways in the NBA. Ever since the Nike deal came up, they've been one of the best teams out there with the best threat. So, you know what? Just keep it coming. Be consistent with your brand. Keep the nice jerseys coming out.
Nice.
That's the Miami Heat.
That's the most
that's
exciting
resolution.
Thing about the Heat in the past 2 seasons.
And Dwayne Wade, you know, going into retirement
dance,
and all
yeah.
that. But that's too played out. Just keep the fiery jerseys coming out. All right. Who's next?
I think I'm next. I'm going with the Wizards.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The Wizards.
Wait.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I don't know if I should do that for the Wizards or the Magic.
Both.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I mean, Wizards use Magic, so.
Yeah. So the Wizards... I think that they need to make sure...
Budget.
They need to make sure that they keep improving their young bench players. If there's
what?
One...
That's your resolution?
Yes, wait. I'm going to explain it. If there's one good thing about the Wizards right now, is the young players that they have in their bench. You know why? Because these guys... are the only ones that are actually showing that they want to be there.
Which players?
Yeah, I was going to say, who are these?
Troy Brown, Devin Robinson,
who?
And Thomas Bryant.
Oh my God.
That's some serious research.
That's...
These three guys, they want to be there. The other guys,
that's true.
They don't want to be
what?
There and they're complaining about it the whole time. So... Of course, Troy Brown is not the future of the franchise. Devin Robinson, maybe they become good players. But right now, I don't think... Wait.
No!
I don't think...
This is...
I don't think they will take the Wizards.
I am confused.
Listen. I don't think they will take the Wizards to the playoffs. But at least they want to be there. So if I were in charge of the Wizards...
You'd be fired.
No. I would make sure that I traded all these big names.
I agree on that.
And I would keep these three guys and add some veterans or some other superstars that need a fresh start and want to be there.
Like Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard, I'll get rid of him for sure. Like, he's been to too many places already, and he's proved that he's not a superstar anymore. Yeah. Bradley Beal needs to go. Yeah. John Wall needs to go.
Yeah.
And
they're in rebuild mode for sure.
This,
but they're not. That's a problem.
They need to start now. Yeah. Basically.
But these guys, they still have some value. They're still good assets. Bradley Beal, John Wall.
Oh yeah.
So they need to trade them now, because otherwise they're just gonna lose value. Mm-hmm. The longer they wait, the less they're going to be able to get for those guys. So, I mean, the future is definitely not bright,
yeah,
but at least they have three players that want to be there. Troy Brown, Devin Robson, and Thomas Bryant.
Look up.
That's, I don't...
The future of the NBA right here.
Oh my God.
And Thomas Bryant just hit a buzzer beater the other day, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
That counts.
We're going to go
back. That was not a buzzer beater, by the way.
It was goaltending.
It was
a
goaltending.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Effort counts.
But anyways, we're going to go.
That's the highlight of your team. One of your players won the game via goaltending. That's the Wizards.
I mean, you take what you can get, right? But we're going to go back to this episode.
I appreciate.
Next season. And then we're going to see where these guys are. If they're still...
Not in the G League. They're going to be in the G League.
And by the way, who's the new president of the G League? Is it Sharif Abdul-Rahim, right?
Yeah.
Speaking about the G League, yeah.
So, thanks for the confusing review about the Wizards.
I'm sure that our listeners will understand and they will appreciate my opinion about the Wizards, okay?
So close to giving you another technical.
I'm worried about our listeners. I'm not really worried about what you think about my opinion.
Technical! You're in a 3-minute break.
Okay.
All right, Evans, you're up.
Okay, next team here. Let's do the Pistons.
Okay.
For the Pistons, I think they just need to make the playoffs. I mean, sitting at ninth, they have Blake and Drummond right now. Two of the more, like, you know, dominating East, you know, power forwards and centers. So, with a bit of consistency, I think they can make a push for, you know, the last spot in the East and maybe do some things. First of all, they got to get rid of Reggie Jackson, though, because I don't think he's
really
a guy that's helping them. I mean, they have the backup Ish Smith, who can be a starting guard, so I feel like they can move a few pieces and they should be all right. I mean, Blake's a 3-point shooter now, too. So
apparently, yeah.
I don't know.
They are ninth on the East and with 20 and 25. And the number 8 Hornets are 22 and 23, so there's still some hope.
I think they should bring Stan Van Gundy back.
Just to say, build a wall.
Who's the coach right now?
I don't know his name.
Oh, what's his name? Dwayne.
Oh yeah, Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey, yeah.
Of course.
Did we forget about him?
We did. I mean,
coach of the year last year.
He's a good coach, but he lacks personality. Stan Van Gundy, like, he's a guy full of personality. Like,
yeah,
his personality is...
But I feel like he's hilarious. Guys respect Dwayne a little more.
Yeah,
just because
yeah,
of
yeah,
what he
absolutely.
Did with the Raptors last year and his... Yeah. So I feel like they have a push. They can make it. Not much for the Pistons, though. That's pretty much it.
Sounds about like the Pistons season.
Yeah.
Not much to say about them. All right. The Lakers... The moment everyone has been waiting for. And the only reason why we're recording this. So I can talk about the Lakers.
You should have saved it for last. Is that your last team?
That is my last team.
Oh, damn.
I still have two.
How did that happen? I don't know.
How did that happen?
Everyone's got 10 teams.
Yeah, but
I got a couple.
But you guys skipped me once, remember? Because you went twice in a row.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. We did
that's
the,
why.
We did the,
okay.
The Uno thing.
Whatever. Yeah. Lakers. The Lakers have to make the playoffs. And I don't mean this as in, you know, just make the playoffs, but now with, you know, LeBron, all the expectation on the young guys and the string of injuries that the Lakers have right now. So we have LeBron out, Rondo out, And last night, Lonzo Ball out with an ankle injury. He's going to be out for a month, month and a half. So, and the only problem here is that the Lakers have the second toughest schedule in the NBA. So I think tomorrow, Monday, they play the Warriors. And it doesn't get any easier than that. It's just, I think for the next 10 games, it's all teams above 500. And definitely not going to make it easier for the Lakers. But if they find a way to rally and just clinch that 7th, 8th spot as other teams start to... I think, you know, around the All-Star break, that's when teams sort of really decide what they want to do, if they want to make a push or they're going to just try to make it into the lottery. It would mean a lot for the young core because it would solidify sort of their bond, what they're trying to achieve. It would make Luke Walton look good. And obviously, it would give LeBron a better idea of what the young core has to offer. I think Kuzma and Lonzo have already proven themselves, especially now that LeBron has been out. They've already stepped in and filled in the role, both Lonzo and Kuzma. But Josh Hart and Brandon Ingram, I don't know. I mean, Josh Hart has been solid with LeBron. I think he was actually the one that was the most ready to play with LeBron. And Brandon Ingram, I don't know. I want to like him more, but at the same time, I don't know. As a Lakers fan, I'm very scared that he might be the next Andrew Wiggins. Tons of expectation, but
I know that you're the one controlling the sound effects, but can you please get a whistle? That's enough. Yeah, that's enough about the Lakers. Yeah, time out.
20 seconds.
Otherwise, it's going to go forever.
I could go forever.
You did save it for last, so...
So give me a break.
But there is still 4 teams left.
I have 2.
I also have 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Thoughts on the Lakers? More Lakers?
Well, the only thing that... I think it's great that we are recording this and that you said that they must make the playoffs. Because if they don't make the playoffs... I know that you're going to come up with excuses to find something positive about this season for the Lakers.
Well, obviously, but it would be a failure, yes.
Yes,
anyway, all right.
So now we already know that Rodrigo thinks that it will be a failure if the Lakers don't make to the playoffs, yeah?
Moving on.
Okay, so I'm going with the Magic now.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. So, the Magic and the Bulls, they were the two most difficult teams from my list.
Oh, are you going to do them together?
Something. No, I'm just going to talk about the Magic first. But the only thing that I came up with was that they need to add depth to their roster. Because right now, I mean, they're not as bad as you would expect. I would say that they're actually overachieving. But they have a thin...
They're overachieving at 11th place?
Well, but, I mean, they have some positive things. Like, they're not the Chicago Bulls. They're not the Cleveland Cavaliers, right?
They're
not the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I guess.
They're winning some games. Vucevic?
Yeah.
He's a good player. They have some good players. So, Aaron Gordon, good player. So, I think that they need to make sure that they add some more pieces so that they don't struggle too much or as much with the fatigue. Because they've been losing a lot of games in the last quarter.
Right.
And it's clearly a sign that their main guys are getting tired. So I think they need to bring some more players into the picture and try to win more games and become relevant again.
I don't know. They're in that level of mediocrity where it's like, you're not going to get a high pick. You're not making the playoffs. Really, you're trying to bring fans into the arena somehow. But anyways, let's move on to... Who's next?
On the same note as overachieving, my next team, I think, is kind of doing that with the Nuggets being second in the West right now.
Oh, you think they're overachieving?
Of course they're overachieving.
Wow.
I mean, they were sitting on first.
Yeah.
Just last week, so... But good on them. I mean, they have a great, great core right now with Murray and, like, Jokic really gelling. I've definitely hopped on the Jokic bandwagon. Because he is definitely a great passer. And then we have like IT coming back. Will Barton's already back and doing what he does already. So, I don't know. I think Mike Malone's got a good bunch of guys that are really just passionate about winning right now. So Yeah, it's almost like a, like upsets. I feel like they might actually get pretty deep in the playoffs and surprise some teams.
I'm worried about IT coming back.
It's true. He does have some baggage that he brings with him. But who knows, right? With the winning spirit, you know, winning cures. So
yeah,
when he comes back, maybe he'll just be an addition. And
but I think we need to give kudos as well to their front office.
Definitely.
Because they've done a great job. I don't know if it was, I can never say his name, the guy that is with the Raptors now, the GM,
Masai Ujiri.
Yeah. I don't know if it was him or if it was the current GM from the Nuggets that traded Mudiay to the Knicks. But that was a very good trade.
It was not. Was it Masai? No, I don't think so.
He was already a Raptor. Yeah. Someone else, yeah.
But that was a very good trade because Mudiay, there was a lot of hype when he came into the league, but he never became the player that people expected him to become. And they traded him at the right time because he still had a lot of value.
Yeah.
It was a good asset.
And they also good guys from it too.
Yeah, and they also made a good call when they traded Nurkic because they had two players that were similar.
Yeah.
They decided to trade Nurkic. Think about the 76ers, for example. They had a lot of similar players. Nerlens Noel. What is the name of the other guy that just got injured? That was not playing for a long time. Was it Nerlens Noel?
Yeah.
Nerlens is now with the Mavs.
Yeah, but I think he got injured, right?
Sixer, yeah.
No. Oh, sorry. He's not with the Mavs. He's with the... Shoot. Is he with the Mavs? And Jahlil Okafor. They had a bunch of centers.
Yeah, Okafor. Yeah.
Okafor and Noel. They were very good players or young players. And they had Embiid as well. So
right.
They had to trade the other two.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they did a good job when they traded them. I don't know if they got enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nuggets, they've done a good job when they traded.
Yeah.
So I think the Nuggets are doing a good job.
Yeah, they're actually pretty exciting to watch.
All right. Who's next?
I'm next.
Last team?
Yeah, the Bulls.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, the Bulls, there's nothing to say about the Bulls. I mean, they need to tank.
They're on their way, yeah.
Yeah. They're doing a good job.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job of tanking.
Trying?
Yeah.
Are they even trying?
And what I wrote down here is that they need to do whatever it takes to become relevant again. And that's basically my way of saying tank. Please tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much there.
Maybe stop or fire Boylan, Coach Boylan, but he already got an offer to be the coach for the next couple of years, I think. Oh God, no. Let's move on.
Zach LaVine can still dunk. That's the highlight for the Bulls.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
Cool. So the last team here, we got the Charlotte Hornets. Oh, where's the buzz? Oh, man.
Oh,
that's slow.
We tried. Wait, let's try this again.
Anyway.
What's your team?
It's going to be the Charlotte Hornets, which I did not have on my list because I thought I had the Raptors earlier, but we'll come up with something. Charlotte Hornets, what do I know about the Charlotte Hornets this season? They have Tony Parker. He's a highlight. To be honest, I don't know too much about the Hornets.
I have one for the Hornets. Trade Frank the Tank.
You're not a fan of him, are you?
I think... I don't hate him, but
we have a theory, right? We have a very good theory about Frank the Tank.
It's not even a theory. We have a wish that Frank the Tank should go to a tanking team.
Right.
He should always be with teams that are trying to tank.
So it only makes sense that...
He's the go-to tanking guy.
I don't know why no one has picked up on that. Go to the Cavs, go to the Suns. Just make it happen.
Go to the Bulls.
Yeah, he should be the face of tanking.
Yeah. He's always going to have a job, that's for sure. He's always going to have a job.
You guys think Kemba's going to still be a Hornet?
I hope for the benefit of the Hornets that he remains a Hornet, because otherwise they have nothing. I mean, they have Michael Kidd-Gilchrist and Malik Monk, but Kemba is the face of the franchise.
Or is it Miles Bridges? Because he's going to win the slam dunk competition this year.
Is he?
Yeah,
I'm calling it.
I'm going to call it right now.
Ooh, okay. You're calling it.
You're
going to bank on it then.
Yeah, why not?
Do we know what other players are going to be there?
I just know that...
I think it's confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's like Derek Jones Jr., maybe. And then I know Donovan's not coming back, which is too bad, but yeah. I don't know. I've seen some highlights. He looks like a Vince Carter type of dunker, so.
No, I think with the Hornets, I think there's a higher probability of Kemba staying than there was at the beginning of the season. Because they're not an awful team. They're doing well.
Eighth place right now. Yeah.
I think the problem with the Hornets is that they gave like huge contracts to some guys that are not relevant or not contributing. For example, Batum. So they need to get rid of Batum.
I just wanted to point out that the few players that you called out on bad contracts were former Blazers. Wesley Matthews and Nicholas Batum. You didn't mention anyone
else.
Also
Chandler Parsons.
Because you hate Chandler Parsons.
Well, because
it's hard not to.
Yeah, I mean, like,
what is he doing?
Yeah. Just wait until he, for some reason, picks up on the show. And we're because he likes to answer people on Twitter.
I also talk about Carmelo Anthony a lot because I feel that's another guy that
but
didn't deserve to have a job.
Melo rarely goes on social media to pick up beefs. I feel like Chandler enjoys doing that.
No, and I get it, you know. I know that he's going to tell me, I've been injured, my knees, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But he was not that much of a professional to start with. He was never a guy that proved
to be passionate
about basketball and professional.
At one point, he was a player that you might want on your bench. When he was with the Rockets, he was solid. But anyways, I have one last thing that I want to throw out as a resolution for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
For the entire league.
For the league.
Yeah. And that is...
get better refs.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. Stop protecting LeBron.
Oh,
please.
My God.
Stop giving him special treatment.
He doesn't.
Stop. No. Actually,
LeBron special treatment.
I don't have that much problem with refs. But my thing is...
Yeah, of course, because you have LeBron.
Hold on. Get rid of the divisions.
Just east and west.
It doesn't make sense. East and West. And the only reason why I say that is because, you know, if you look at the standings as of today, Sunday, January 20th, you have teams that have worse records being seated higher than other teams just because of the division that they sit in. That's a tiebreaker, basically. So, for instance, let me see if I find... I mean, the Nuggets and the Warriors are somewhat in that conversation, but then we have the Thunder with 27 wins and 18 losses are third, and the Blazers are 28 and 19. So they have one more loss, but technically should be a win-loss scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the divisions. It doesn't make sense. Who cares about the divisions other than the Clippers, who hang rafters for being division champions? Who gives a damn about that? And maybe the Raptors. I don't know. I can't remember. I think they might have a banner up there.
I just want to point out that you hate a lot on the Clippers. You're always hating on the Clippers.
Well, I don't like that they're still that they share an arena with the Lakers.
They're
and that's LA's that's,
team.
That's known.
Yeah.
I don't hate the Clippers.
They are LA's team.
They're not.
You don't hate the Clippers. You just hate the fact they share the same team.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not their fault, right?
Sort of. I mean, they choose to be there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Can they?
Up until 2021, I think.
Oh.
And there's talks of them maybe moving to San Diego. I'm not making this up. I've said it for many times, but maybe. I can only hope. I don't hate the Clippers because they're not LA's team.
What about if they move to Vancouver? Would you like that?
Yeah, I would like that.
Even if they don't change the name, if they're still the Clippers, would you support them?
Yeah, I would go to the games. Yeah, absolutely. I would even dare to say on record that I would be a season ticket holder. But just maybe to see other teams.
Okay.
If the Lakers are in town, and that's, you know, if we had the Grizzlies back for any other games, but for two games during the season, I would be rooting for the home team. But if the Lakers are here, I'm going to be decked out in purple and gold.
Nice.
Anyways, get rid of the divisions, NBA. Doesn't make sense anymore.
And please improve the refs.
No,
it's been pretty rough this year.
All right. This was a fantastic show. It was a long one. We're 131 minutes and running. Thank you both for being here tonight with this episode. Thank you to everyone listening at home. As always, please don't forget to subscribe. Give us a review. rate us 5 stars. Nothing less than that, please.
And I know that this is a long episode, but please make sure that you listen to the whole episode. You have content to go on a long run, go to the gym, go to the washroom, do your thing.
You're making it longer.
Driving.
Driving, yeah.
Please also don't forget to like us on our social media. Follow us on Instagram at dropping.dimes. Follow us on Twitter, dropping_dimes1, because if it doesn't have the one, it's not us. Facebook.com/dropping.dimes. And of course, our website, dropping-dimes.com. If you want to send us an email, contact me, rod@dropping-dimes.com. Always happy to answer to you guys. And on behalf of the big three of the podcast,
Three Amigos.
Oh, that's a good one. The Three Amigos, the big three of the podcast world. We'll see you next time. Peace out.